Support for this Public Radio Tulsa podcast is provided by Chamber Music Tulsa, who brings the world of chamber music to Tulsa in live and streaming performances and educational outreaches. For more information, visit chambermusictulsa.org. Ludwig van Beethoven wrote only one opera, Fidelio, and he spent nearly a decade revising it over and over until he was satisfied with it. At one point during the process, he apparently had the idea to compose another opera based on Shakespeare's Macbeth. He even started working on some appropriately ethereal music for the scenes that featured ghosts and witches. When Fidelio turned into a fiasco, Beethoven eventually abandoned the idea of writing another opera, but one tradition has it that Shakespeare's supernatural play may have inspired him to create the haunting second movement of a new piano trio, which we now know as The Ghost. It's Beethoven's Ghost Trio, Opus 70, Number 1, in 10 minutes or less. I'm Jason Heilman. In 1795, a 25-year-old Ludwig von Beethoven published his first works, a set of three brand new piano trios. His teacher, Joseph Haydn, had objected to the publication, claiming that they were still a little too rough around the edges. But with characteristic impetuousness, Beethoven published them anyway. These three piano trios helped to announce Beethoven's arrival on the Viennese musical scene. They also showed his reverence for the tradition of Haydn and Mozart, mixed with hints of his own brash style. Works like his Opus 1 piano trios were extremely important to Beethoven in his early career. They not only gave him an opportunity to make chamber music as a pianist, but they were also extremely popular with the music-buying public. Yet apart from a one-off piece for clarinet, cello, and piano, Beethoven avoided composing another piano trio for more than a decade after his Opus 1 set. It wasn't until 1808 that Beethoven would return to the genre with a set of two new trios. It's not entirely clear what prompted Beethoven to return to the piano trio when he did, but there is an interesting coincidence. In the summer of 1808, one of Beethoven's most unusual concertos finally had its public premiere. The piece, written about 4 years earlier, was Beethoven's Triple Concerto, a kind of modern take on the Concerto Grosso that featured violin, cello, and piano as the three soloists. In the months that followed the premiere of the Triple Concerto, Beethoven took up residence in the Viennese suburb of Heiligenstadt, at the summer palace of one of his biggest fans, the Hungarian Countess Maria von Erdödy. For Beethoven, this was a pretty typical arrangement. Although he was regarded during his own lifetime as the greatest composer in Vienna, he wasn't always financially secure. But while Beethoven almost managed to scrape by in his early years on the money he made from his piano compositions and solo appearances, he often had to rely on the kindness of friends and admirers during the particularly lean times. Beethoven would typically repay his patrons' generosity by dedicating new compositions to them, and while he was staying with Countess Erdödy, he wrote two new piano trios, which he dedicated to her when he published them together in 1809 as his Opus 70. Although they premiered just a few months apart, Beethoven's Triple Concerto and his two Opus 70 piano trios represented very different stages in the composer's musical evolution. In the years that separated them, Beethoven had developed a bold new musical style that was marked by a heightened emotional intensity and extremes of expression, and the two new piano trios each reflected that heroic style in their own way. But even these two trios are quite different from one another, paralleling the differences between another pair of pieces Beethoven composed not long before, his turbulent Fifth Symphony and his pastoral Sixth. Similarly, the second of the two Opus 70 trios is much more subdued, almost genteel, while the first one is an emotional roller coaster ride set in the key of D major. You get a sense of what this trio is going to be about right away in the first movement, with an opening that practically throws down a gauntlet, before flowing seamlessly into the movement's main theme. The trio's opening theme is followed by a more subdued contrasting theme that ends up hinting at the spookiness yet to come. Taken as a whole, the exposition of those two themes takes less than a minute and a half, which is really short, even by Beethoven standards. After they're repeated, Beethoven breaks this music up into smaller motivic segments, then develops them by mixing and matching them over the course of the movement, much as he had just done with his Fifth Symphony. This development continues even after these themes make their expected return at the end, leading up to a poignant moment right before the first movement's coda. It was Beethoven's most famous piano student, Carl Czerny, who speculated that the minor key second movement of the D major trio had a Shakespearean inspiration. But it wasn't Macbeth that Czerny had in mind. Instead, he thought that the movement seemed to be an apt accompaniment for the appearance of the ghost in Shakespeare's Hamlet. When scholars later found evidence of Beethoven's sketches for a Macbeth opera, the two anecdotes became conflated, but by that time, the trio had already come to be known as the ghost, thanks to this haunting second movement. While most of Beethoven's piano trios are cast in four movements, the Ghost Trio returns to Haydn's three-movement model. The finale lightens the tone immediately, bringing us back to the opening key of D major with another compact set of themes. Writing shortly after the publication of this trio, the romantic writer E.T.A. Hoffmann summed up the last movement by observing, "Just as the storm wind drives away the clouds, with light and shadow alternating in a moment, as forms then appear in the restless pursuit and commotion, disappear and appear again, just so does the music rush continuously onward." He went on to say that it's as though Beethoven, quote, "believed that deep secret things can never be discussed in commonplace terms, but only in sublime, magnificent ones, even when the spirit, which is intimately familiar with them, feels joyously and happily uplifted." That was Ludwig von Beethoven's Ghost Trio, Opus 70, Number 1, in 10 minutes or less. For Public Radio Tulsa's Classical Tulsa, I'm Jason Heilman. Thanks for listening.